Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
People will have their own conversations. You don't need to respond to every single thing.
Sure.
Someone will actually comment what you were thinking.
Mm.
That's the thing. If you just allow things to flow, there are those that are worth your time and there are those that aren't, if we're just honest. And zooming in a bit more within the company and organization one, I'm saying this for the sake of being responsible, for the sake of honoring, for the sake of not allowing your emotions to get in the way.
Mm.
One good trick you can do is have yourself, you know, like how companies have FAQ?
Yes.
Create an FAQ.
Yes.
Yeah, create a frequently asked questions list, including offensive things, like how I respond to offensive things. Have those. Every time you respond to one, save it in like OneNote or Google Keep or whatever your note-taking software or app is. Or even on Facebook, since it allows you to save quick responses,
yes.
Save those there so that every time you get such a response, then you have a quick... Because one thing you learn is that nothing's new under the sun.
Come now.
Yeah, these things just keep
rearing its head.
So in terms of responding for an organization, that's one thing I do advise. The second thing is... remember to be diplomatic. If you're not going to do that, you're just going to respond, new response every time, be diplomatic.
Mm.
Being diplomatic looks like this. Let's say, for example, we're a non-denominational organization. So
yes.
Every people that listen, that watch are from different denominations.
Yes.
We just operate under the assumption that you believe in certain biblical values.
Yes.
The nitty-gritties, the things that are more debatable,
yes.
Those are the things where we tread lightly.
Yes.
So let me make an example. Some organizations don't believe that tongues is a thing of today,
mm-hmm.
or that it has any effect.
Yeah.
So the way that you speak is, the background that I'm from,
yes.
We pray in tongues.
Yes.
And what I've seen tongues does for me is 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
I understand that not all of us are from such backgrounds. And we respect that. Move on. Done.
That's
a diplomatic response. You understand?
Because you address your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
You address their beliefs and you give them the space and the respect to do what
exactly.
they need to do.
Exactly. And you move on. You don't make too much of a wahoo about it. You don't impose your personal, this is why tongues is true. This is why you should all convert. No. Remember the platform that you're on.
Sure.
So you just use a diplomatic response. I think that's a very good approach. So those are my approaches.
I think that's really beautiful. And I'm writing notes in my head. I'm like, when I'm going to post something that's going to show, I know it's going to touch people the wrong way sometimes, already have a response.
Mm.
So that when the thing comes, you just post a response, but you were in a good space when you were making a response.
Yes.
And I think the other thing that you also mentioned was so valuable is not everything warrants a response.
Exactly.
And that's why recently when I went through that thing on our page, I was like, okay, at this point of the conversation, it's not fruitful anymore. And I've done my due diligence. I've communicated what needed to be communicated.
Yes.
So at this point, I can leave it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be the one that has the final say. And yeah, I was speaking to someone who was, I need to have the last comment. So I was like, you know what? Just let you have your shine. It's okay. But I think those things are very valuable, being humble enough. And you know what? I don't think it's as much of a thing of humility as it is a thing of knowing that you walking away from something that's unfruitful doesn't devalue you as a person.
Because
I think that's actually what the issue is.
I hear you.
We don't want to walk away from we don't want to walk away from an unfruitful debate because we feel like it's going to make me look bad.
Yes.
I'm going to look like I'm less intelligent or I don't have the right information or I'm wrong because they were the last person to comment, you know?
Yes.
So
yes.
You feel like you're devalued in walking away from a conversation that's fruitful. But I think the one thing that I've learned from my mom is walking away from things that are wasting your time.
Mm.
My mom is so okay with that. She does have responses for things that are worth her time.
Mm-hmm.
She is very much in line with the scripture that says, don't cast your pearls before swine. She's like, you know what? This is just attention seeking. So I'm not even going to entertain your comments.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Guys, there's this lovely thing on your phone. If you scroll, it says delete. Delete comments if it bothers you that much.
Yes, yes.
Guys, use it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Not for your algorithm.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The reason I'm saying that is this, ne? Be very careful. The only, especially for an organization.
Sure.
Don't delete things that offend you just because they offend you if you're working for an organization. Because you don't, the agenda of the organization comes first.
Yes.
So, first of all, comments are good for you.
Yes.
Good or bad.
100%.
Comments are very good for you. It's engagement. It looks good. Even if you're getting sponsorship, comments look good.
Yes.
Whether they're good or bad. Another thing is, I would rather take the ignoring it route than the deleting it.
Sure.
There is the option to hide as well.
I saw that.
Yeah, there's an option to hide a comment as well. So consider all of those things. Even if if the only time I recommend deleting a comment is if the comment is explicitly and unambiguously trying to be offensive, and not only just to you, but to the community.
Yes.
And the audience, exactly. If you're looking at this and you're like, yo, this is a danger to my community.
Mm.
It's a threat. It might literally hinder someone's faith or whatever the case may be.
Remove it.
Yeah, that's when you can delete it. Either than that, practice the ignoring. And let me explain this. There's a part where Christ in the Word talks about your faith waxing cold. Right? And this is a very interesting concept, because back in the day, the way that they used to make candles, when you make wax candles, there was a process. And the process over time, you'd make the inner part of the candle and then you'd wait for it to harden. You'd make it in layers.
To grow it.
Exactly, to grow it. That's how a person's heart or faith waxes cold. Right? I might be not giving it like the exact example here, but I hope you get the gist of it. The point of that is when you it's like basically going callous.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's going callous, right? Which is what also happens to like your feet if you don't wear your shoes for a long period of time. It hardens. That's it. But it doesn't harden on the first day.
Yes.
That's the important thing.
It takes time.
Exactly. So you need to look and think of it this way. If you are responding or not responding to certain comments that you find offensive, your heart over time learns to grow callous towards them.
Sure.
The effect lessens and lessens, but it doesn't lessen on its own. It's a matter of applying an attitude every time you see it.
Sure.
So it's a conversation that you're having with yourself.
Sure.
You understand? What are you?
This doesn't devalue me.
Exactly.
This doesn't make me less of a human.
Thank you.
It's okay to be wrong.
Exactly.
It's okay that people disagree with me. I am not the end all be all.
There we go.
I'm not, you know, I don't have all wisdom and all knowledge.
Those
principles, having them and like kind of reminding yourself on them. Yeah, it really is a daily thing.
Exactly.
It really is a daily thing. And I think at the end of the day, you know, being Christian is tough, man.
It definitely is.
Having that love.
It definitely
even
is.
Though people are... And you know what I actually did?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I want to adopt into my lifestyle to avoid becoming, you know, to allowing having the callous of not being so offended so easily, but not getting callous to, you know, to the point of not loving people.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and not
you.
Respecting people. Mm. Like, oh, someone's going to offend me. I'm going to offend you right back. No. One of the things that I adopted on that day when I said, listen, I'm dipping out of this conversation because I feel like it's unfruitful at this point.
Yeah.
I made it a point to pray for that person.
Okay. That's so a very, very good approach.
I was like, okay, you know what? And you know what? The reason why it was easy in that instance is because I could see that their vitriol and their offense came from a place of hurt. So it's easy to be like, okay, I'll let it go.
Mm.
I'll let it slide. You need healing.
I understand.
And so I'll let it slide. But, you know, sometimes that's the conversation and the realization we need to have when we're reading such things is a lot of the times people are responding in that way because there's a sore here that they need to be healed from.
Yes.
And sometimes we just need to be sensitive to that and kind of ignore those things because you know there's something behind what's being said, that this is not a normal response. Something happened to you.
I get you.
And I can give you the grace for that. But I decided that from now on, if I do see that I'm in disagreements and, you know, I have to walk away, pray for the person. Pray that their eyes will be open if you really are in the right.
Okay? Exactly. Exactly.
If you're in the right, pray for that person. Pray that the Holy Spirit convicts them. Pray. So I prayed. I was like, Lord, I really bring this person before you. I pray that you will heal their hearts, that your word will convict them, that they will see the truth in your word, that they will come to the realization that this is something that's necessary for their life. And you move on.
Yeah.
And almost when you do that, you get rid of any animosity that wants to hide itself in your heart.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what the issue is over time, you get so much offense, you collect it, you never let it go.
So here's something I'm thinking about that, right? On within the context of applying it, if something is happening in real life, like let's say it's someone at work, it's someone at church, it's someone in class or whatever the case may be, it becomes easier to apply that approach.
Sure.
But there's also now you need to consider how it really looks like on social media, particularly the more you grow as an influencer, or the more followers you get, because are you really going? Let's take one video that goes viral.
Yes.
Are you really going to go through each and every single bad comment?
You don't necessarily
imagine 66 people congregants. This is saying, yeah, this is South African. Yeah. You understand the point I'm making? Saying. Yes. Mind you, I'm definitely advocating for that.
Yes.
But practically, it's something that you can do. Within a smaller community, or even if it's not a smaller community, but it's just fewer people.
Yes.
They're filtered.
Yes.
You understand? Yeah. And if it's happening in a large scale, the more, and I think it's,
your approach will just change.
Yes.
The way that I would say is, okay.
All of them,
Lord.
I cover them.
Jesus in this name, Manda. Thank you, Jesus. Cover them in the blood. Convict their hearts, Father.
Yes, you
could really do that. Or like make it, I don't know. I'm kind of on a vibe of making systems for my life to make my life, make sense.
Okay.
So I would probably make a system of, cool, every time I post a video, make sure that it's something that I feel like the Lord is really like, puts his approval on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, pray about it. Be like, Lord, whatever, if there's any conviction that happens here, Lord, you know the people who are going to respond. You know the people it's going to offend. You know the people it's going to hurt. You know the people who need to be corrected by this thing.
Yeah.
I pray that you, as people are listening, you, Holy Spirit, do your job.
Okay.
Touch their hearts, convict them, Lord, and help them through their journeys. If there needs to be healing, have that healing, but kind of being responsible as an influencer to be like, you know what, this is an audience that I'm kind of responsible for.
Yes.
So take them to prayer.
Yeah. You know, that part that you just said right now needs its own episode.
Really?
Specifically, and you weren't even talking about that, but the fact that you're saying your audience, the people that follow you, you're responsible for them now.
Sure.
I'm literally just going to say this as a statement, and then we can definitely move on. Also, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
But the fact that so many people want to be influencers, and how little thought is given to the fact that Jesus's words, right? The more people you're responsible for, to whom much is given, there's much greater exactly much is required. There is so much. If you have people that follow, that listen, that read your content, it is such a position of responsibility. Even in it, I think we don't think much of it because we think of it in the sense of, oh, I'm going to be famous or people are going to know me. There is so much responsibility to being an influencer, especially within the context of being a person who serves Christ.
Sure.
Whether it's for work, whether you have a Christian channel or you have a fitness channel. And I'm not trying to, I hope this is interpreted well. I'm not trying to say if you have a fitness channel, a makeup channel, if you have, then it's your responsibility to be Christ, 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 Christ in every video. Mm. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, as a Christian, regardless of what context you have an audience,
yes,
you are no longer operating as just a person with people looking at them, right? You have a responsibility.
So good.
Exactly. So as soon as that happens, then you literally have to now look at yourself as every scripture that says about a pastor.
Hey!
About a bishop.
Jesus!
Now you have to ask yourself, and this is a very interesting conversation that we really need to have.
Okay, next time, given. Okay.
All right, cool. We're gonna flesh out this conversation next time. Because then it also now, bishops have so much responsibility.
Yes, elders have responsibilities.
Exactly. But now, here's the thing. When you're an influencer, at what point do you have as much responsibility as a bishop?
That's really good.
You know what I mean?
That's so good.
Is it depending on the number of followers you have?
Come now.
Because no one's governing you.
Sure.
You don't have a group that you're accountable to. You're an individual, independent influencer.
Come now.
Okay.
That's real good. Okay. He be spitting facts.
Yeah. Let's park it there.
We're going to park it there.
Yes.
We're also going to park this conversation.
Yes.
Where it is. Yes. Because I feel like it's been fruitful. I feel like, you know, we've touched some really, really good things. And I really just hope that it's fruitful for you guys. Really, we're having this conversation to empower you and equip you. We know that your words hurt. I don't know who lied to us and said sticks and stones. That's not making sense to us. Words hurt.
They were trying to harden themselves.
They were really trying. They were really trying, but I don't know if they were successful or I don't know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, we need to be honest with ourselves. Words are very, really hurtful. And, you know, being in a social media landscape, you know, as much as we here really strive to change the way that we speak and, you know, engage with people and disagree with people, either in our personal physical lives or on our online lives, the point is, you know, we need to be equipped to handle certain things. And you know what? I can tell you one thing. People may not say it, but your ability to keep a level head when people are coming at you and being disrespectful and offensive and being courteous and loving enough as a Christian to represent Christ well by being loving and respectful and courteous in your responses and having humility in all of our responses, they will respect you. I don't care. They might not say it to your face. You might not ever hear it. But I'm telling you, you will be respected for your ability to treat every single person, whether they love or hate you, with the same respect as a human, as Christ would do. So I would encourage you to implement some of these things. Let us know what are the things that you're going to implement in your own personal life to do better and have better emotional intelligence you know, having disagreements with people. And we are going to flesh out that other conversation about Christian influencers in the next episode. So you must be sure to subscribe, leave a comment, leave a like, share this with someone that you know needs this conversation. And we will see you next time.
So, peace out.
Yeah.
Peace out. I think we need to do a thing when we end an episode where we try to say peace out
at the same time.
So you're going to say so.
So
peace out.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.